Look, I'm walking through Trinity College now, and I've just run into somebody who will maybe remain totally anonymous. But look, what did you do for Lent? What did you do for Lent? No, please. Okay, we won't do it. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right? I'll turn it off. I do audio. I'll tell you what she did. She actually deactivated her Facebook account for Lent. Right? Only for 40 days. After 40 days, will you turn it back on again?
Maybe I have my finals coming up.
It makes a lot of sense. There's been a lot of stuff recently. I read an article only yesterday about how in one of the Irish papers, I think it was in the supplement to the Irish Times, in the health section on Tuesday, where the question addressed was, is Facebook ruining our children's capacity for study? And this is exactly speaks to that very issue about somebody's actually done a book called A Digital Diet. And it's basically how on earth you can wean yourself off using digital media like Facebook. And Connor Pope, it comes back to me now, Connor Pope, who writes about technology and is a big, big listener, a big user of Twitter, he tried to wean himself off for 4 days. And I think he lasted about 4 hours. And he tweeted with me yesterday about this issue. And I said to him, look, you just got to practice more. Giving up Facebook for Lent. Have you ever practiced giving up Facebook before? Right, she's not answering. That's fine. We're now at the cricket pitch here. But the issue is, if you're going to give up something for 40 days, I reckon what you should do is practice giving up something for a weekend. What do you think, Jonathan?
That's a good start, Paul. But you've got to have respect for someone that can give up Facebook for 40 days. I mean, could you give up Twitter for 40 days?
Yes, I could. Absolutely. I could become a Taoist monk on a Tibetan mountain for 40 days, because what I would be doing is creating a story which I would then be able to tell for the rest of my life. I could drop all of this digital media easily. Provided I was sponsored by, who would we pick as a sponsor that would give me the money so that I would be able to feed my wife and children instead of having to earn a living on Twitter? What do you think?
Amazing, Paul.
Hey, out there on the pitch, I see people doing their bending. We're mad, by the way. We've actually come up from Cork today, and this man is... Oh God, what's that? Mountain View Energy. Oh, this is selling alcohol to students, is it? Is this drink, is it?
Or, an energy drink.
Oh yeah, this is the equivalent of what's that blue stuff?
Red Bull.
Red Bull? Yeah? Blue and red. Okay, look, I just want to say thank you to this lady who's here, and I want to say I've learnt a lot. Shockingly drinkable energy. I don't believe in publicising drinks at all. But anyway, Mountain Dew is the name of that. I've broken a rule. And we're walking through this place here in Trinity College, and we're heading now for the science gallery. I see here signs saying the Norton Institute, the Science Gallery, the Sports Centre and the East Campus. And there is wonderful blossom on the trees, and the horse chestnut tree has got that verdant look of fresh, alert green, if you like. The beauty, and this whole place is going to be covered in blossom soon. We're passing the physical laboratory where Ernest Walton lived from 1903 to 1995. He didn't actually. He was a fellow of Trinity College, Erasmus professor, and he's a Nobel laureate in physics in 1951. 1951 Nobel laureate. I'm also now walking past the physiology building, which looks like it's got a whole load of new stone attached to it. Actually, the whole building might be new. This place is, we got an ugly looking thing here with, hey, I see newspapers plastered against the window upstairs. That's pretty naff. And that looks like it's the chemistry building. God, why they would let somebody plaster the back windows. I suppose it's not on public display. I think I've just been disowned by my fellow think tank on the road partner, social activist. John Thanam. He's walking ahead talking to the woman, the young woman, who was very kind to us, who I embarrassed by inviting her to talk on Audioboo. But here we are. We've come to this place. Bye, and thank you ever so much, and good luck with the fasting, digital fasting.